Now, something that people might think I've held out, but I might as well drop the bombshell now. I was privileged enough to hear the brand new Tool album yesterday in its entirety. It is titled 10,000 Days, and it will be released on the 6th of May. And the members were present during the listening session. Of course, Justin Chancellor, Danny Carey, and Maynard James Keenan are currently in Australia promoting the album. And what can I say about the brand new album? Well, some may have had the privilege to go to a few listening parties. And yes, they are privileges, but after a couple of songs, you get a little bit distracted and you start talking to people, because I really find it difficult to sort of take in an album, regardless of what it is, the very first time when you're sort of sitting there amongst people and you're all staring at the floor like you're at a funeral, and end of the song, it's sort of obligated. Yeah, you sort of have to clap. But I tell you, the opening cut for the new Tool album just smacked me in the head, and it certainly is far more aggressive than what you'll hear on the Lateralis, or what you heard on the Lateralis album. The band have actually said they've been listening quite heavily to Meshuggah, which they've taken out on tour several times over the last couple of years. And throughout the rest of the album, there certainly are very lengthy Tool tracks, where they're definitely renowned for those progressive soundscapes. And Danny Carey, as always, is truly on fire with some amazing drumming. And there's a couple of interesting vocal ideas too put in there by Mr. Maynard James Keenan. Now, this is a very brief, I guess, assumption on the album, so I'm looking forward to hearing it properly when it does come out. So May 6th is the release date for the new Tool album called 10,000 Days, but expect nothing short of a monstrous production. I'm not exactly sure who produced this new album. I don't think they used Dave Botterill, I think his surname, on this one. But it certainly raised the bar in the production stakes for the band, even though we've always known their last few albums to have very, very polished productions. Expect the same on the new one, but I expect a lot more heavier tunes as well. So that's a mini brief wrap-up of the new Tool album. Not a lot to give, because, like I said, it's very distracting to sort of listen to albums in those environments. I just cannot wait to get a hold of the album when it comes out, like everybody else, because I don't think there will be any advanced copies going out. And what I noticed too, that when the band turned up, actually right at the very end of the album, Mr. Maynard James Keenan, white shirt and jeans and a cowboy hat, kid you not, walked over to the DJ booth, and there was only a good 20 or 30 people there in this venue. Walks over to the DJ booth as the last song finished, ejected the CD himself, put it in the cover, and put it in his pocket. So there you go. The band are personally delivering this album themselves and taking it back themselves because of generally internet leakage, which happens in albums like this, especially the anticipation behind an album like Tool, which has been, well, 5 years in the making still, since Lateralis' 2001 release. So there you go. Look out for the new Tool album, May 6th. And ask me what I'm going to think of it around that time when I've really absorbed it, as well as yourself. I'm always curious to know what you people think of certain releases that are coming out as well. Alrighty, I think it's almost time for a bit of Metal God. But in the meantime, let us quickly sneak in a track from the brand new Moonspell album.